Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
My phone's ringing already. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. It's Maine's Morning News. We get to ask you this morning, what tees you off?
Good morning, fellas. It's so nice to listen to you guys. You're always very happy. Jim suddenly teased me off because, for one thing, the military apparatus in Iran is completely wiped out. Also, the nuclear dust, or whatever you want to call it, is buried, and it will be taken care of. And their long-range and short-range missile factories have been done in, and their drone factories. China, Russia, and Iran got together when Russia invaded Ukraine. They were together before Trump became president. So those are my beefs with him. Have okay. a great day.
1-800-966-1039. Mrs. Wadsworth dropping the geopolitical on us on the PD Cudor telephone line. Want to grab line two?
Can do. Caller, what tees you off?
Good morning, boys. This is your president, Donald J. Trump.
Before you go on, Mr. President, we want to wish you a very happy belated birthday. Did you stay awake for the entire event last night?
As everyone knows, all great geniuses, they stay awake through all great events. I lasted till the very end. I was the last man standing.
Okay, well, congratulations on a wonderful event, Mr. President. What, if anything, tees you off today, sir?
Well, I have some great announcements to make about the glorious peace deal I made with Iran.
Glorious.
Some glorious concessions they made. Multiple countries got involved in this. First and foremost, Iran has decided to create a dedicated oasis for Graham Blattner in Iran. There is multiple porta potties, and all of his Wi-Fi will be handled by WERU, so he can be on kicks at any time. This is glorious.
Glorious.
Elizabeth Warren, that is correct, Elizabeth Warren. India has decided to give her part citizenship, so she is now truly an Indian. And the great country of China. Yes, China.
China.
They have decided to allow us General Tso's chicken. That will now be called General Patton's chicken. And Szechuan chicken, we will now call that Stretch Armstrong chicken. We have made great concessions and great progress.
Oh, thank you.
That is all, boys. That is all.
1-800-966-1039. Keep it brief, keep it clean, stay classy, stay calm. You can't tell the president to be brief, can you?
No.
Caller, hi, what tees you off?
Happy President's Day, Mr. President. Thank you. And also, those who seek safety over liberty deserve neither. And with this flock cameras coming out, anybody who thinks that, they serve this purpose of saving people, yeah, just remember, they also serve the purpose of letting cops spy on people as well. Thank you.
1-800-966-1039. Hey, Sleepy McBeef, you want to take line two?
Yeah, good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Oh, me?
Yeah. You.
Oh, hey, what tees me off is Elliot Culler is back in the news once again, and I don't think that his wife or brother are going to be held responsible for allowing him to view the explicit material that he loves to view.
I thought the same thing when I read the headline, but when you dig into it, if you do believe what his attorney says, the reason he's back in the pokey is because he refused to sign. Pokey is probably not really the term you want to use these days for, for a jail.
Yeah.
Now, let's strike that from the lexicon. The reason that he's back in, and he's not in the Hancock County Jail, he's in the Penobscot County Jail. Why? Do we know?
I thought that was a little interesting when I read the press release.
Probably should ask that. I haven't seen that. Malaska, send a note to Sheriff Morton and ask. Maybe they had room? I don't know.
Maybe.
The reason that he's back in again is he refused to sign the deal of his new probation requirements. But a judge had... The new deal says you can't be online. previously, what, 2-3 weeks before, the judge said, yes, you can have internet activity, but it must be strictly supervised. That's why he didn't sign. He said, wait a minute, judge said I could. This deal says I can't. I'm not signing this. You're not signing. Please put your hands behind your back. Enjoy these handcuffs, probably in a fantasy before now, and get into the jail cell. Enjoy your three hots and a cot. That's what's going on there. It's a super, super science edition. We get to hit the button twice.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
I called you sleepy before only because I respect that you stayed up and watched the UFC event last night.
Wow.
I had an ulterior motive for bringing that up again, but line one is ringing.
Okay. Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
You know, for years and years and years, I drank French vanilla iced coffee, and then all of a sudden, McDonald's, it's just vanilla iced coffee. The French is gone. When did the clown become a Francophobe?
1-800-966-10. They still call them French fries, don't they? Oh, by the way, hang on, caller. So we make the big trip to Portland yesterday because it's the Resurgent Festival. The kids playing bass and the band and making his dad really, really proud.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped serving breakfast at the Mickey D's on Broadway in Bangor at 10:30. But I say to Elizabeth, you know, get out the app, call, place the order, order it. And then by the time we pull in, even though we're going to be pulling in on two wheels by 10:30, they'll have it. OK.
Uh-huh.
So we get the order in. The order goes in at about 10:25, you know, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
OK. Get there. Pull up. Hi, you're using a code? Yeah, I give him a code and say, oh, is this Elizabeth? I said, no, it's her husband. Yeah, well, you missed breakfast by, and then there's this pause where someone was looking at a clock. They told us, even if you order on the app in advance, when you pull up, if it is 1 second after 10:30, nope, can't do it. Got to bump you to the lunch menu.
Oh, wow.
We were in the parking lot at 10:30.
Wow.
But you had to be in there by 10:29:59 in order to get what you had already ordered on the app, and they had already taken your money.
Ooh.
And it took, I think, 4 hours to get the refund.
Did it really take 4 hours?
Wow. 4 hours. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, it took about 4 hours to get the refund.
Wow.
Credited.
Huh.
Don't think that you can order on the app in time.
Wow.
But like Michael Douglas in the movie Falling Down, if you know the reference. Caller, what tees you off?
Hey, Rick, Elliot Cutler here. I'm calling you from the Penobscot. I'm calling you from the Penobscot jail. Hold on for a second.
Hey, I'm on the phone. Rick Tyler, leave me alone.
Hey, so they got me in Penobscot jail because the Wi-Fi is 10 times better here.
John writes to us, Cutler's in PCJ because he was arrested by Bangor PD and his truck was impounded.
Oh, okay.
Wonder if he has Starlink on that truck. Because if you can't have any access to the internet, can you drive a vehicle that's...
Oh, gosh.
Gee. Ask Mr. McKee that, his attorney. John, thank you for that. Line one, Mr. Man.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Oh, first things first. Will you guys let us talk for once? And second of all, it'd be nice if Joe Sokol would get a little more professional and not wear his hat backwards and actually look like a real reporter.
1-800-966-10. Taking a run at the fashion?
Yeah.
Hey, you want them to? They don't all have to dress like John Featherston, do they?
No. Nah.
I like Joe.
I do too. He's been doing some great work.
And when he's sitting in council chambers, he's not wearing the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get him on this week. Give Joe a buzz. See if he wants to come in and join us.
That'd be great.
And he can wear his hat if he wants inside
Exactly.
Studio 7. A caller on line 2, what tees you off?
Boys, I have some intelligence about Elliot Cutler's arrest. It was not a probation violation. Well, it was. It might have been. He was caught messaging Graham Blattner on Kicks. That is what turned him in. That is what they brought him in for.
1-800-966-1039.
So dialed into the state of Maine.
And for some reason, he gets through. He dials in and gets through. Whereas at the end of every segment, people will write, I tried to get through, and that guy gets through like twice. By the way, I'm going to tick off a guy that says, let us talk. I'm going to tell you this. Driving home from Portland yesterday, coming to the intersection, I look at the vehicle in front of me. It's got a vanity plate. I'm not going to say what it is, but on the bumper of the car, on the bumper of the truck, you know what I saw?
Oh, my gosh. Did you?
I love you guys. Keep it going. Bumper sticker.
Awesome.
And I lost my mind. And Elizabeth and the kids in the back. Dad, are you okay having another aneurysm? Not my first. I'm going to point out, the guy's got a love you guys guy. We can bumper sticker on the back of his truck right there.
Saw one in the wild.
You did? Yeah.
Wow.
There's line one, friend.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey, Rick, I think I misunderstood you. What is Elliot Cutler enjoying in jail? Three hots and a what?
And a cot. Three hots and a cot.
Oh. Took me a moment.
I don't even want that moment back.
Nope.
Line two, sir.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
I was wondering if Graham Plattner was near the White House recently because Trump protesters have set up toilets and asked people to take a crap in them to celebrate his birthday.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.